Lola, today's story is called The Sour Banana Bite by Lemon John. Hello, hello. Today's story is called The Sour Grape. And also, if you've ever read The Bad Seed, The Good Egg, The Cool Bean, The Couch Potatoes, The Smart Cookie, The Big Cheese, those books are all by the same author.
And you read the big cheese at Costco.
The Big Cheese, you read
it? Yeah, we read that book.
We did? That's cool, I didn't know that.
And then there's also a book called The Smart Cookie. Mm-hmm. And this book is called The Sour Grape.
We read the Bad Seed.
We did. I think we did read it on the podcast a while ago.
So if you've heard us doing The Bad Seed, it's actually pretty similar. They start out not bad or upset or sour, but then something changes them and then they become sour.
Ooh, okay, well, let's find out more. Let's see. All right. Thanks for the summary. Sour, like kind of cranky, not happy, kind of in a bad mood. So, The Sour Grape by Jory John. I'm a grape. A sour grape. Grrr! If somebody upsets me, I'll remember it. If somebody wrongs it, I won't forget it. If somebody insults me, I'll never ignore it. Nope. See that banana over there? That banana slipped and bumped into me. So I'm holding a grudge. That means the grape is still mad about that. See that orange? That orange didn't call me back for a week. Grudge. See that lime? That lime borrowed my scarf and never returned it. Grudge. I suppose I've got pretty thin skin for a grape. Nobody steps on this grape. Grrr. Granted, it wasn't always this way. I grew up in a close-knit bunch. There were about 3,000 of us in our little community. We were sweet to each other. It's a flashback to the community. You look nice today, says one grape. So do you, says the sour grape. No, you do. We all lived on a vine. Sure, it was a little bit claustrophobic. That means that it felt like it was kind of a small space. There were a lot of people, or a lot of grapes, not people. Especially when we were trying to get ready in the morning. Are you done in there? Come on. The bathroom, they're all waiting for the bathroom. But my family was ripe with humor, goodwill, and warmth. We did our best with what we had. Are you going to finish that? They're asking at the dinner table for the last piece. My grandparents visited on the weekends. We'd stroll in the sun and they'd teach us what they knew. My grandparents are raisins. Because raisins are older dried grapes. They said it takes a bunch to raise a seed. They said that good grapes roll their own way in life. They told us to be kind, forgiving, considerate, and grateful. Or grateful, my grandpa said with a wink. Above all, no matter what life throws at you, and there will be a lot, try to stay sweet, my grandma said. Indeed, we said in response. And for a while, I was the sweetest of the sweet. I said, please. I said, thank you. I brushed aside life's little annoyances. I knew how good I had it. Like when the hot dog cart guy, the apple guy, he's an apple, he was squeezing mustard, but it squirted on the grape's face. Grape says, ha ha ha, no problem at all. But then...
maybe it tickled.
He was just being forgiving of mistakes. But then one day something changed in me. It was my birthday. I had rigorously and vigorously planned a big party for weeks. I'd sent out invitations with the date prominently displayed. Get this, I had a Ferris wheel, a magician, and hay rides. I had snacks upon snacks upon snacks. The highlight of the party, though, was a fireworks display, which would happen at sundown. I stood out front and waited for folks to arrive. I had a gigantic smile on my face. I waited. Everybody was a little late, it seemed. No big deal, no big whoop. So I waited. A tumbleweed rolled by. A coyote howled in the distance. The sun sank behind the hills. Ooh! Grape is sad. Grape's balloons have deflated. Grape says, sigh. And I waited. Nobody showed up. And I mean nobody. By the time the fireworks show started, which me as the sole spectator, I was scowling. I considered everybody I'd invited, and my only one thought came to my mind. Grudge, 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 grudge. After that, my personality became something else entirely. I went from a sweet grape to a bitter grape to a snappy grape. Who moved my chair? The grape's talking to the cat who moved the chair. Finally, I became a sour grape. Grrr. I started holding major grudges that eventually, or minor grudges that eventually became major grudges. Why don't you watch where you're going? He's yelling to the dog, or to the banana. I scowled so much that my face got all squishy. You know what? Don't even bother calling me back. He's talking to Orange this time. I took my grumpiness out on others. Are you ever going to return my scarf? He's stuck into Lime. And that's just how it's been, day after day, week after week, month after month, grudge after grudge. But something happened recently that changed my thinking. What is it? And it looks like he's in line to go buy something at the grocery store, and someone spilled milk all over his head. I was getting ready. He looks very cranky. I was getting ready to meet up with my friend Lenny, the only fellow I know who's as sour as I am. Lenny and I usually go to the park where we sit on a bench and rant about stuff. But just as I was heading out the door, I bumped my knee. Oof! Holding on to his knee. After I bandaged myself up, I discovered I had a flat tire. Then I missed the bus. And then the next bus was late. So now he's soaked in rain. Finally, I got off at the wrong stop. And a dog's barking at him. And he goes, sheesh. By the time I arrived at the park, it was getting dark. Lenny was fuming and furious with a frown and a furrowed forehead. His face looked all squishy. He's a lemon. We agreed to meet exactly at 4 o'clock. You're 3 hours late. I tried to explain why I was so tardy. Tardy means late. But Lenny wouldn't listen. He'd already made up his mind. He'd formed a huge grudge and he wouldn't budge. I couldn't believe it. How unfair, I thought. How ridiculous, I thought. How similar to the way I would react. He's having a moment of clarity here. Lenny was pretty worked up. He was pacing back and forth, emitting occasional grumbles. His tone was tart, so I gave him a little space. Besides, it was nice out. I noticed the sky changing colors, the melodic chirping of the birds, the evening breeze, the buzz of the park's insects coming alive at night. I suddenly felt grateful and peaceful and calm. Had I been missing all this simple beauty because I was too busy complaining? Meanwhile, old Lenny stormed off, muttering something about disrespect and lack of consideration. I'm pretty sure I heard him add a grrr, too. So I walked home. I pulled a dusty box from under my bed. There were old family photos inside. I spotted myself in one of the pictures. I was so sweet. I knew that little grape from the photo was still a big part of me, deep down. It would just take some work to get back there again. And that was the exact moment I found the invitation I had sent out for my infamous birthday party. The one where nobody showed up? It said May 31st. But wait a minute here. My birthday was on May 21st. Ah, alas, I told everyone to come on the wrong day. Well, it was my fault. It was all my fault. I realized nobody's perfect. Not even me. After that day, I started noticing other things too, like how remaining sour all the time is so draining. I'd wasted so much energy holding grudges when I could have easily cleared the air if I'd felt hurt. I could have just talked about it instead of getting so mad, right? And yes, I still get upset from time to time, but that's okay because now I talk and I listen and I work things out instead of just walking away. My sourness is fading. I'm letting go of all my grudges. And hey, it's working. And let's see. So this time he's with Banana. He's got ice cream. And he's saying, slip-ups happen. I'm just glad you're okay. Banana says, aw, thanks. And he says to the Lime, the scarf looks sublime on you. Why don't you keep it? Lime says, really? You're the best. And then he says to Orange, Orange, you glad we got to catch up? And then Orange says,
Orange, you glad is in one of my birthday cards.
Yeah. I'm so grateful that we did. Ha 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 ha. Sure, sometimes I still let out a little grr when I'm frustrated, like this grr. But then I move on. My face is less squishy, too. Oh, and don't worry, things are okay with Lenny again. Because in the future they're meeting up, and then Lenny's late, and Lenny says, oh gosh, sorry I'm late, you must be so furious. And he says, no big deal, my friend. It's okay. You know what? If you look at things in the right sort of way, and if you remember to be kind, considerate, forgiving, and grateful, life really can be pretty sweet. Yes, indeed. And now they're, looks like they're doing the birthday party all over again with the fireworks and the Ferris wheel and the balloons and the ice cream. And Sour Grape is no longer so sour and looks much happier now. And that is...
Thank
you for listening.